From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Some Illinois officials are trying to limit where convicted sex offenders can live once they leave prison. Reporting by the Chicago Tribune indicated last week that 10% of the state's paroled sex offenders are now clustered in mainly low-income areas around Chicago's South Side. In response, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has ordered corrections officials to stop placing high concentrations of sex offenders in any given zip code. Chicago Public Radio's Diantha Parker reports.
6510 South Peoria Street is a clean, two-story graystone in the Englewood neighborhood on Chicago's South Side. 6510 looks much like the other buildings lining this street, but locals will tell you it's not. Until they were moved last week, 11 men listed on Illinois' online sex offender registry were living at 6510, a transitional home for sex offenders who've left prison. Most states have an online registry to comply with Megan's Law, which requires local police departments to make offenders' addresses available to the public. But Tawana Goodman and her neighbors think corrections intentionally dumped these people in Englewood, one of Chicago's poorest neighborhoods, with one of the state's highest concentrations of sex offenders on parole.
It's just not right. They really should put them somewhere else. Because if it was 70, 80 degrees out here right now, you wouldn't be able to stand here with this mic. There would be children everywhere. It's not right. It's not fair.
Deanne Benos, assistant director at the Illinois Department of Corrections, agrees. She says it was a mistake to approve 6510 as an address for a transitional home for sex offenders. It's within 500 feet of an after-school program and shouldn't be there. Benos says corrections didn't know the program existed, and residents say they didn't know to tell the department it was there. But the 100 or so paroled sex offenders still clustered in this zip code is a separate issue, and Benos says that's also corrections' fault.
The department and the placement staff was simply looking for where there were open beds in transitional housing and not paying attention to the broader trend of the supply shrinking and shrinking and shrinking while it was expanding and expanding and expanding in 60628.
Deanne Benos says many beds were in a group of transitional homes called Brothers Keeper, all in and around 60628. Their owner, William McCoy, understands community concerns, but he says where the homes are located doesn't matter as much as what they can accomplish for people who've served their time.
People do change. We got to give people a chance to change. These people have a right to live where they want to live. We're dealing with their civil rights now.
But Illinois is now considering legislation limiting one offender per address, ruling out transitional housing altogether. Scott Mattson is with the Center for Sexual Offender Management, which advises both state and local law enforcement across the country. He says there are advantages to having sex offenders under one roof.
They are constantly reminding each other of their obligations and also trying to check each other to make sure that they're not falling into their pattern of offending. Or cycle of thinking that might lead them to offending.
Other states are grappling with the placement issue. Minnesota and Arizona have tried to pass laws limiting how many sex offenders can live in proximity to one another. And Rhode Island recently strengthened a law requiring police departments to notify the public through flyers, meetings, or any means they can think of when a sex offender moves to their district. Meanwhile, Deanne Benos says the Illinois Department of Corrections is also trying to inform and educate communities that sex offenders do need to be placed somewhere, possibly near them.
You don't come in with a parade and say, hey, would you like to open, you know, sex offender housing in a community? And we've already gotten calls from concerned residents saying, are you going to open one in our community? What people forget is these are private providers, similar to perhaps a drug treatment provider or a mental health provider. That serves this population.
But those who treat sex offenders say they and the community are safer if they stay in one place. They argue that moving them from location to location creates other problems. Research shows those whose lives are disrupted after they leave prison are the ones most likely to commit new crimes. For NPR News, I'm Diantha Parker in Chicago.